Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We are continuing our theme on the power of real revival. Wow, what a blessed topic that I love speaking about. And if you missed yesterday's session, be sure and go back and listen to it. Now, today, we're going to be continuing that theme, and I want to mention the scriptures we are using, Psalm 84:6. Which is a prayer recorded by the psalmist, who said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?" You see, revival is for God's people. It's not for the world. That's evangelism. Revival is for a church that has lost the life and power of the Holy Spirit and has put its trust in outward external programs and forms and rituals and has become feckless and powerless and is in need to be revived again. That was the prayer of the psalmist. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? And in Acts 3:19, Paul was speaking to Jews who had a covenant with God, and he said to them, he said, "Repent therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Times of refreshing, that's revival. And where does it come from? It comes from the presence of the Lord. We're talking about the power of real revival. And you see, the word revival itself comes from the French word for life, which is V-I-E. And then the prefix, which is re, which means again. So, revi, life again. We need life again. And so much of the modern church is feckless and powerless in the world today, powerless to stand against the onslaughts of the cancel woke culture that is very hostile to biblical Christianity. And we must have real revival. We must be renewed in the power of the Holy Spirit if we are going to be salt and light in this hour. And so revival, the very word, presupposes that there has been a loss of spiritual life and power. And again, revival is not evangelism. Revival is for a dead and lifeless church. And so during times of revival, when God answers the prayers of his people and when his people meet the conditions he has laid out in scripture for real revival, there is an awesome sense of God's presence, resulting in widespread brokenness, repentance, and an intense enthusiasm for the things of God. Revival awakens people from a spiritual dullness and indifference, and suddenly they become very aware of eternal spiritual things. They become aware of heaven and hell, of God, of Jesus Christ, of salvation through Christ. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. And revival will result in the conversion of sinners and a permeating moral influence upon the surrounding society. You know, I have a book called Revival Fire, and I want to tell you a little story that is in the book. But first I want to say this book, Revival Fire, which shares a lot of personal experiences I have had. Now, I will be 75 this year, and I grew up in church. I grew up in a church that valued the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I've seen a lot of things related to church and revival. And I share a lot of those in this book. And I would like to give anyone who asks for it a free copy of Revival Fire, Discerning Between the True and the False. All you have to do is go to my website, eddiehyatt.com, and send me an email. You'll see my email there on the homepage, DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com, DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com. It's there on the homepage of my website. And if you'll just send me an email, say, "I would like the book Revival Fire," I will send you a free copy, no obligation, if you live in the United States of America. Now, if you live in Canada or Ireland or Africa, I will send you, because of the cost of mailing, I will send you a digital copy that you can read on your computer or your phone or whatever. So if you'd like a copy of this book that I'm talking about, and I'm going to tell you a little story from that I have in that book, send me an email and I'll send you a free copy. Now, I thought of this when I was reading this and said, during times of revival, there's an awesome sense of God's presence, resulting in widespread brokenness, repentance, and an intense enthusiasm for the things of God. When I, this would be about 1971, I recommitted my life to Christ. I'd been in the Army for 3 years, from 1966 to 69. I was not serving God during those years. But when I came back home, probably after about a year, maybe less, but at least probably around a year, so it might have been, it's probably in 1970, I recommitted my life to Christ. And a couple of friends and I began to seek God. We didn't know what we were praying for. We just knew that we weren't satisfied with our own experience and what we were seeing in church. And we began to pray and seek God. And God answered, and God visited us. And revival broke out in that little church that we attended, which actually my dad was the pastor. It was a Pentecostal church, so they were open to the things of the Spirit of God. But there wasn't a whole lot happening at this time. Well, tremendous revival broke out. And I preached my first sermon during that revival, experiencing the call of God. But I want to tell you a couple of stories that happened. There was one night, all the presence of God was so very real. And the little church house was full of people. And I would say it's about 10 o'clock. The service had been going for 3 hours, and it seemed that it was time to dismiss. And the pastor got up and he prayed the benediction, dismissed the service. But there was such an awesome sense of God's presence that nobody moved. Not a single person got up and moved. The pastor went over and sat down. They're on the platform, and nobody knew what to do, but nobody wanted to leave. There was a quietness, but there was such a sense of God's presence and of anticipation. And so about this time, there was the door opened, and a young man came through the door. He came down, and he knelt at the altar and gave his life to Christ. And then he got up, he went outside, and he brought in a couple of friends. Now, this young man was about 16 years old. Now, what you have to realize, this is the 1970s in a rural area of Northeast Texas. I mean, there's no movie house, there's no McDonald's, there's no place for kids to hang out. So if there is church going on, many times kids would drive up in their cars, young people, and they would sit in the cars because there were, there was the outdoor lights, and there was people around, at least in the church, and they would have fellowship and talk to each other and so on. They weren't really interested in what was going on in church. It's just that there was people there. And some of their friends were in the church with their parents. Well, this young man, he went outside, he brought in some of his friends. And then he went outside, he brought in more. And by this time, people are rejoicing, shouting praises to God. The musicians have come back, and the people are singing, praising God. And then people keep coming in from outside. And over the next couple of hours, there are 17, all teenagers, 17 people come through the door and coming to the front and giving their lives to Christ. And there's much rejoicing going on, and the presence of God is so real. And I'll never forget this young man. He was related to me, about 16 years old. All of these people have come, these teenagers, and suddenly he has disappeared. And the place is alive with the presence of God, and people singing and praising God and shouting praises to God. And I'm wondering, what happened to Billy? And I'm looking around, don't see him. And I happen to open a little Sunday school room that the door opened onto the sanctuary. I opened it, and there lying in the dark was Billy, all alone, on his back, with his arms sort of in a, I guess you call it, a spread eagle position, lying on his back praying in other tongues. He was so lost in God, he wasn't even aware that I opened the door. So I just quietly closed the door and left him there, lost in God, praying in tongues while this powerful service is going on without. I think it was about 11 o'clock, I went outside. I was playing my guitar, and I just felt like I needed a breath of fresh air. So I went outside, and the meeting is still going strong. I don't think anybody has left. It's 11 o'clock, and I go outside, and I see a couple of young men, and I know them. They're from that area. They're not Christians, anything but it. They're known as a couple of I guess you'd say party goers and people who drink and probably smoke pot and a couple of rowdy individuals. But I see that they have stopped there, so I go out to see what's going on. I get up, and one of them, his name was Rayburn. I think it was his car he was driving. He is lying on the hood of the car sobbing. And his friend Billy, who was from a family, I never knew any of his family to ever go to a church meeting. And Billy, and I don't know if he's ever been to a church before, he's walking back and forth, and he's saying to his friend who's lying on the hood of the car sobbing, "Let's go, let's go, let's go." I thought he was wanting to leave, and I said, "Where are you going?" And he looked over at this little church. This is 11 o'clock at night. He says, "There is something in there. I've got to go in there." I said, "Well, you guys come on." So I ushered them up to the front door, wheeling up the steps. I opened the front door, and I was amazed. They literally ran to the front, and they fell across the altar bench and was lifting up their voices and crying out to God at the top of their voices. My friends, it was incredible. It was like there was this point in that meeting that night, and it seemed to be at that point where, at the end of the service, there was such a sense of God's presence and nobody wanted to leave, that the Spirit of God just went out, I don't know how far, but began to draw people in their cars, and even those passing by began to draw them in to that church. It was incredible. Wow. And so that revival had an incredible impact on that community. And folks, this is what we need today. And that revival wasn't the result of a great entertaining preacher or great musicians. It was something that had come down from heaven from God in answer to prayer. And we'll talk about this more tomorrow. If you'd like my free book, Revival Fire, send me an email. Check it out on my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I'll see you again tomorrow.